It's my great pleasure to welcome to WBJC David Hyde, who is with the Coast Guard, U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla, located in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And we're here to talk about Boating Safety Week. It's that time of year. David, nice to talk to you again. Once a year, here we get together.
Good morning, Mark. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, yes, indeed. We are doing well. And so tell us briefly what the Coast Guard Auxiliary is.
United States Coast Guard Auxiliary is the volunteer arm of Team Coast Guard. We are dedicated to promoting education about safe boating for all our citizens.
Okay, and with National Boating Week coming up May 20th through the 26th, there's a few things we need to be aware of that may surprise some people, some facts about boating that people may not realize yet. You want to go over a few of those with us?
Okay. You mentioned Memorial Day as the start of the boating season, usually here in Maryland, and that's why they do National Safe Boating Week the week prior. So just in Maryland alone, there's some pretty frightening statistics about boating. We've had 138 boating accidents reported as of 2021.
Wow.
And they resulted in 6 fatal accidents, resulting in 6 deaths out of 70 people injured.
What causes most of these?
Well, a lot of those are judgment errors, human mm-hmm. errors, people just not taking time to pay attention to what they're doing and do safety checks ahead of time to make sure they have the right equipment and that they know what they're doing out on the water. Sometimes taking a safety course, being educated. As a smart boater, that's a bit better. The other thing is most of the accidents involve drowning, most of the fatal accidents anyway, and just wearing your life jacket could prevent that. Because if you fall overboard and you're not quite aware of what's going on or you're unconscious, your life jacket will save your life.
And yet you see people all the time boating and not wearing life jackets, and that's the best way to save your life in an accident.
That's right. That's one of the first questions the Coast Guard asks when they hear your distress call. They'll say, do you have life jackets and are you wearing them?
Oh, well, that's a very, very important thing. It says also that over 77% of the boat operators had no formal boater education. Can the Coast Guard Auxiliary help with that?
Absolutely. We run public education classes for free. We work in partnership with the Department of Natural Resources here in Maryland. And our organizations across the state offer boating safety courses for everybody. They're open to the public. So if you're curious as to when there is a boating safety course, you can look that up on your Coast Guard information site. That will be, I think you said you would post that on the website.
Yes, we'll post a couple of different, because I know you have a website for getting a boating safety check if you want to arrange for that. As well as a few others, and we will certainly post that on the WBJC website. Now, I know you have a regular, just a general info, which is wowcgaux.info. That's just for general information, and we'll post that on the website as well. A lot of information here, which unfortunately we don't have time to cover every bit of it, but like I say, the websites will be on WBJC.com. Check it out under interviews. David Hyde, my guest with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Thanks so much, David, and have a great summer.
You too, Mark. Thank you. Mm-hmm.